This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really, really, really appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, sending me emails, telling me that you you appreciate the guests. The guests need to know that too. Right? You need to send emails to Sonia. Got to keep her away. She's on the East Coast for a little bit. We're going to get her back on, too, on a regular basis. Need her input. Really do. All right. So, God, there's so much to hit on. So much to get to. And all these little stories that we don't pay attention to, that we really don't give a whole bunch of airtime to. Right? Now, by the way, if you notice, I'm not going to go through them all, but if you notice that every news story, At least on the mainstream media, every one of those is blaming Trump for all of this. For what's going on in the economy, for what's going on overseas, all of this. Right? It never, ever. never ceases to amaze me. I'm in awe that they keep doing it. But it never ceases to amaze me. Anyway, in Boston, right, the cradle of America, the cradle of the American Revolution, they now want to cancel this Faneuil Hall. They spent like $1 billion redoing it. Yeah, the commercial spot now. You know, and coming from Boston myself, I'm saddened. I'm amazed. I'm not shocked, though. May protesters recently gathered at Faneuil Hall demanded that the mayor and other officials change the name of Faneuil Hall, which it is a historic landmark. Built 280 years ago. They say it's a symbol of white supremacy. Why? Because it has Peter Faneuil's name on there. And apparently, Peter owned slaves. They just don't stop. Right? It's just amazing. We need to put a law into effect that protects these statues, these landmarks, or what have you. Peter Faneuil was the merchant who designed and built the Faneuil Hall in 1742. He did own slaves, so therefore he has to be pure evil. Now, the practice of slavery is obscene. We know this. We know it's a crime against humanity. We got that. We've acknowledged it, right, to view the actions as well. You know, when you view the actions of somebody from a gazillion years ago in this kind of world or this kind of situation, right, you don't know what was going on in their minds, their hearts. You read a letter from Washington, he hated slavery. But see, what they don't want to tell you, what they don't want to realize, what they don't want to talk about, is how he would have freed those slaves. But what would have happened? Come on. What would have happened? Somebody else would have picked them up. Somebody else would have grabbed them. There's so much more to the story than just saying, well, they owned slaves. You don't know what was going through their minds. You don't know what was happening. This list is growing of these white supremacist founding fathers. And we have to make sure that we understand that not only were they white supremacists, right? I mean, seriously, they're terrible. But they were rich old white guys. Look, at they're labeling all these founding fathers. Right? Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, Peter Fanuel. We can just keep going. Right? They're diminishing these guys. They're being dismissed over an issue. This country wouldn't have come about with these little weasels that are running, the weaselly snowflakes that are running around right now. Wouldn't happen. We should not have to name, we should not have the name of a white supremacist attached to a publicly owned building. So, I love this. We'll have no buildings named after Kamala Harris, right? No, seriously. We go on and on and on about all this stuff. The protesters don't really understand what that hall was all about. Right, they don't understand what happened there over 250 years ago. Many, many, many Boston Patriots gave their lives, right, to speak out against the tyranny of the British Crown. That was the white supremacists right there, because they were only doing it to protect the rights of the white folks. Didn't you know that? Did anybody tell you? And if this protest is so worked up about human rights from almost 300 years ago. Yeah, is he all teed off about human trafficking taking place today? Where are they on that? Do they care? You got to ask. And if so, wouldn't he be doing a much greater service to society if fellow protesters they went after the actual traffickers? Go down to the wall. And go after the attackers. Why wouldn't you do that? Because they got no guts. That's why they won't do it. It's not really what they want. This cancel culture crowd, it's doing more than killing the history. It's wiping out stuff that's very important that we should know about. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey, Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
want. That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Jump to your host. Always a pleasure to be with you. I'm looking at the faces on the CNN guys. This is great. Harriet Hagman defeats Liz Cheney. They look so confused. I wonder if they'll say there's been cheating involved. What do you think? I mean, no, it is great. It's hilarious to watch this. Because I'm telling you, it's not... I mean, a lot of it's pure evil. I get it. But a lot of it's... They don't get it. They just don't get it. They are so, you know, disconnected from the regular people, the day people, the day-to-day workers. They just don't get it, right? And I wonder if... Let me see something here. I want to see if Fox calls this yet, right? Okay, where are they at? Voters decide primary elections in Wyoming and Alaska. Live updates. Let's see how live they are. Right? Last time I was facing a primary challenge after voting to impeach President Trump. Answers are, yeah. Well, she's not going to. They're not keeping it updated. Fox is so great at this. Their person isn't winning, so. You know what I'm saying? And I'm watching these. This is just great. But she is. She's getting her butt kicked, and that's good. And I don't say that because I can't stand her. Let's get that straight. That's not it at all. It's all about the fact that, you know, here she is. If somebody would take her to task, if somebody would actually pay attention to what's going on, she is not following the Constitution. I don't care what you say, she's not doing it. All right? I mean, impeaching the president, I mean, voting to impeach a president that for all intents and purposes is out of office? Really? How does that work? I mean, seriously. You know, I hope ultimately Trump goes after the FBI. There's got to be a way to sue these guys. Got to be. I don't buy there isn't. You know what I'm saying? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Yeah, just keep putting it out there. You do what's wrong with it. But I do. I hope apparently, because, you know, what they did to him, the way they treated him, the way they went after him, like, and actually, everybody in his administration and around him is the same. It's a shame. I almost said sham. Same thing. All right, back to Boston. These are my people. Not anymore, they aren't. And you read this and you look at what's going on out there, the cancel culture that's happening, where these landmarks, these country landmarks, people that really, truly brought this country about, and not so they could have slaves. I mean, we got to stop that. Somebody's got to do something about that. We know the cancel culture crowd would much rather award themselves woke merit badges, right, for speaking out against dead men. That's easy to do. Are they willing to fight for people today, though? See, they're except by not fighting for, by not opening their mouths about the sex slavery that's going on now, the human trafficking that's going on now, aren't they doing the same thing that they're blaming the Founding Fathers for, aren't they? Seriously. So, you know, like the protests of certain politicians also love to pat themselves on the back, right, for doing all this. Why try to tackle the quality of life destroying issues today? Why? Let's not go after rising crime. Let's not go after supply shortages. Let's not go after the runaway inflation, right? The failing schools. Let's not go after any of that stuff. Let's go look way back when and see who we can find that had some kind of fault in their life. Right? Boston City Council member Tanya Fernandez. She wants to say, you know, for the full Faneuil Hall, the list of prominent anti-black symbols in Boston, which we must remove. Do you want to rip it down? Is that what you want to do? Boston Mayor Marty Walsh stood strong against the cancel culture mob when they came after Faneuil Hall in 2018, but now he's long gone. He's replaced with a much more progressive Michelle Wu. Right? She seems to be looking for easy credit rather than really hit the real issues of homelessness, of high crime, all of that stuff. That don't matter to them. Right? I love it. Michelle Wu, she, after winning her race for mayor of Boston, she became the first woman and first person of color to be elected to the office, although I am looking at her. And let me just say, if she fell down in a snowstorm, you wouldn't be able to find her. So I'll have to do some searching to find out what color they're claiming that she is. Right? And when you think about this has got all the markings of what happens all over the place when you've got, you know, socialist/communist trying to take over. I mean, there was a quote from George Orwell's 1984, right? Think about this. Every record has to be destroyed or falsified. Every book has to be rewritten. Every picture has to be repainted. Every statue in Street Billy has to be renamed. Every date has to be altered. And the process is continuing day by day, minute by minute. History has stopped. These people are trying to change history in a broad brush stroke to get the thing gone. Who's next? Right? Who's next on these lists? Who's next to stand up for these things? This is getting crazy. And where are the patriots? Yeah, I'm asking that question. Where are the patriots? Where are you guys? It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm watching over my shoulder some of the stuff that's going on in Wyoming. And I haven't seen, we're waiting to find out what's going to go on in Alaska. But when you look at some of the other races that are taking place there, some of the challengers to the Republicans, some of the more progressive challengers, if you would, to the Republicans. Yeah, we have them in our party, too. Right? That they're not doing well, either. Again, they don't get it. The Cheneys of the world are not welcome in the party anymore. And I don't blame them. And is it because the party has gone so far right to be with Trump? We're getting back to our roots. We're getting back to the reality. Right? What were we put together for? We were the party of anti-slavery. Still are. We're the party of equal rights. We're the party of protecting the amendments, protecting the Constitution. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Really, don't go anywhere. Be right back.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law on Tuesday.
The bill I'm about to sign is not just about today. It's about tomorrow. It's about delivering progress and prosperity to American families. It's about showing the American and the American people that democracy still works in America, notwithstanding all the talk of its demise. Not just for the privileged few, but for all of us.
The bill costs $739 billion, and the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates it will not reduce inflation despite its name. And federal officials said the government will impose deeper cuts on the drought-stricken Colorado River, reducing water deliveries to Arizona and Nevada starting in January. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to mamby-pamby land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Soaking up some of that Charlie Daniels music. Ain't another one left too soon. You know, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, as I always say. Okay. again, it's just amazing. The stuff that we have going on, listen to me. The stuff that we have going on, in front of us every day, right in front of our faces, what they're trying to do to us. Right? You just gotta see this stuff. And you know, while I'm at it, we were talking about Trump's raid earlier today. Does anybody, and I mean anybody, does anybody really believe that Joey B did not know about Trump's raid? Anybody? Because there's only two reasons for him not to know, or two reasons not to tell him, right? Or two reasons. One is, they didn't want him to get away and stop it. Not that he would have, but I don't know. Number two, he lied. He just flat out lied. And he knew all about it, and just didn't really get involved. That's all I can see. You know, and everybody's screaming about what President Trump, he may have the launch codes. Well, first of all, the launch codes are changed on a regular basis. They're not the same all the time. Right? Number two, Bill Clinton lost the nuclear codes twice. Not once. Yeah, you know, retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Buzz Patterson, he carried the nuclear football under President Bill Clinton. Right, Clinton. He openly claimed that Clinton lost the nuclear codes, not once but twice. He goes on to say the dereliction of duty, the eyewitness account of how Bill Clinton endangered America's long-term national security. Right, he really said. He said the FBI's treatment of former President Trump is a prime example of a two-tier justice system. He said, we have one set of rules for the Clintons and the Obamas and the Bidens, another set for everybody else. And he's right. They weren't screwed. They're never going to be scrutinized like Trump and others, like George W. And even George W. will never be. You know why? Because they didn't attack the swamp like Trump did. And will continue to do. Right? He went on to say, I was the first person in Clinton office one morning in 1998. He said that Clinton confessed to him that he had lost the nuclear codes. He went on. That was January of 1998. And then the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Hugh Shelton, wrote a book a few years later that talks about losing them in 2000. So the scary thing is that not only did Clinton lose them once, he lost them twice, maybe more. Now, this comes after a story in New York Times claimed that the FBI sought documents on nuclear weapons. That was during the Mar-a-Lago raid, causing many people rumors to circulate that Trump could have stolen the nuclear codes. Look, even if that were true, right? If they're stolen or misplaced, they changed them right after the president changed. Immediately after, this is not new. It's been going on for years. So the day, the moment, the minute that Joe Biden took office, the codes were changed. They're no longer effective. He can pound away on those all day long. And then what button is he going to hit? You think the codes, just him having the codes is going to do it? If he has to set old codes, he should put them up in a frame and put them on the wall. Can't fire anything. Especially from Mar-a-Lago. You know, you can't launch nuclear weapons from Mar-a-Lago. But the checkpoints, the amount of time it goes in to verify to shoot them off, it's just, they don't get it. They really just don't get it. Well, actually, they do get it. They don't care. Right? They do get it, but they don't care. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. How many of you heard the story about the rosary issue? You didn't, did you? So, Catholic League President Bill Donahoe told the local news source that a recent article in condemning the rosary as an extremist symbol is the latest in the war on traditional moral values. It's the latest in the war on religion. I told you, I've been telling you this for over a decade. I know, I'm starting to sound like an I told you so guy, right? I don't mean to be, but it is what it is. Right? The rosary is now an extremist extremist symbol. I just think it's amazing. So, Donahue argued that the Atlantic article represented a fever pitch in ongoing leftist attacks on Christianity and Judaism. Funny, they, God forbid, they say anything about the Muslim religion, right? Anything at all. I can deal with people who make arguments that are critical of the Catholic Church or evangelicals or Orthodox Jews. Those who share our values, Donahue acknowledged, but we're not talking here about reasonable people. These people have gone off the reservation. Just gone off the deep end. Now, the rosary has become a symbol of violence and is... And the like. It's hard to even take them seriously. You can't anymore. No, not unless they take a drug test first. Right? But this is what we're stuck with our age of militant secularism. When you look at what's going on out there, you can't. I'm not that you can't win this. You can. But you got to push back three times as hard now. No more game playing. Right? He also condemned the attempts to smear conservatives and conservative Christians as Christian nationalists. So now I guess conservative equals nationalist. Right? They're afraid of us. They're afraid, especially of religious people, because you have a God that's bigger than Pelosi. You have a God that's bigger than Biden. You have a God that's bigger than what they believe to be true. It's just amazing, isn't it? Anyway, and you know, you talk about specifically, there was an attack on traditional Catholics who attend Mass in Latin. The service is not conducted in English. They used to do that when I was a kid. And I didn't go to Latin Mass. I went to the English Mass, but I was... you're not going to believe me. I was an altar boy. I served the Latin Mass. So I understood some of it, but obviously I'm not a Latin expert. They're trying to demonize Catholics. They're trying to demonize Christians. They're trying to demonize the Judeo-Christian God and people who believe in him. Good luck. Have you read the Bible? You don't win against God. And the whole idea is to marginalize traditional Catholics. Start with them. Then move over to Jews. Then move over to evangelical Christians. They're already taking swipes at these people. Right? They already said that they believed that Christian nationalists were somehow involved with or spearheaded the January 6th uprising. Isn't that cool? Didn't know we had that kind of power. Better watch out if we do. Catholic, what are you Catholics so doing to the Democrat Party? I don't understand. Do you not read your own stuff? The Catholic League president called off the leadership of the Democrat Party. They're responsible for facilitating this stuff. Right? There's a problem with these people. No, there really is. I mean, when you start putting your political ideology before God, it's a big deal. Right? Just total big deal. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll get to that article when we come back. You know, just as the AR-15 rifle has become a sacred object, especially for Christian nationalists in general, the rosary has acquired a militaristic meaning for radical, traditional... Oh, come on. Let me just, you know... We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Show with you, your host. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being part of the conversation. That's what you need to be. Right? You need to be. You just need to make sure that you're well informed. How's that? Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-CHO. 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it. You know, I was talking about the Atlantic article. It's kind of tough because they only give you so much time, and then it pops off the screen. So I had to copy it all down, you know, make sure I had it there. But the rosaries, I didn't know this. I mean, listen, I grew up as a Catholic. Right? And apparently now I find out, how dare they, that rosaries are worse than firebombings. This is just nuts. Right? And when you look at this and the way they write the article, you almost, look at whether you're a Catholic or not, whether you believe in a rosary or not. You know, these people have a right to pray the way they want to pray, don't they? They have a right to worship the... I mean, you... Come on. You right-wing conservatives. They don't want to think this is the AR-15 rifle has become a sacred object for Christian nationalists. Remember? Social media pages are saturated with images of rosaries draped over firearms. They're warriors in prayer. God wills it, says the Crusader memes. Well, we are supposed to protect ourselves. We're called by God to protect our families. Right? Come on. If you, again, my non-Christian friends, not Catholic. Okay, I get it. You don't know, that's fine. But my Christian and Catholic friends, my Jewish friends, you better know this too. It's an exhortation for all men to rise up and become church militants. Influencers, I mean, these guys are nuts. Influencers on platforms such as Instagram share posts referring to everyday carry and GAT check. GAT is slang for firearm. It includes soldiers' battle beads, handguns, assault rifles. One artist posts illustrations of his favorite Catholic saints, clergy, and influencers toting AR-15 style rifles labeled Sanctum Rosarium. Right. Alongside they're violently homophobic. Right. Okay. You see what they're doing here? See what they're reading in this? I mean, don't you love this? Right. And again, if you use the... If they knew what the beads were for, if they understood what the rosary was for... But they don't... Actually, that's stupid, Messina. Stop it. They don't care. Theologian and historian Massimo Fagioli... He's described the network of a... Yeah, go ahead. Ferrari's trying to say that. Massimo Fagioli. Yeah. He has described a network of conservative Catholic bloggers and commentary organizers as Catholic cyber militia. They actively campaign against the LGBTQ acceptance of the church. No, they don't. The Bible actively campaigns against the LGBTQ acceptance of the church. The Bible does. So if the Bible calls things out, are you saying that we shouldn't say that? Are you teed off that God Almighty has said these things or certain things are a sin? Certain things aren't right in front of God? Are you mad about that? Take it up with the author. These rad trad rosary as weapon memes represent a social media diffusion of such messaging. And they work to integrate the ultra-conservative Catholics. Ooh. The phenomenon, you know, again, I can't find anything they wrote against Antifa. Right? Any of those groups. BLM, nothing. No. The phenomenon might be tempting to dismiss as just mere trolling or merchandising. Right? Catholic symbols do exist. But far right, these constellations of violent, racist, homophobic online, well, it's well documented. Really? Where? How many times have people shot up a place that said, in the name of Jesus Christ? How many times? Right? How many times have people, not in the name of God, because God is a generic term that everybody uses. Totally generic. There are people who say they're spiritual. They believe in a God, or they believe that there is a God. But that God isn't the same God as the Christians have. It's not the same God as the Jews have. There's certain things that tie them together. The rosary in these hands is anything but holy. For millions of believers, the beads, which provide an aid, right, a memoir for a sequence of devotional prayers, they're a widely recognized symbol of Catholicism, the source of strength. Right? You use the beads, or they would use the beads, truly to give them strength, to give them guidance, to pray for guidance. Right? Many take genuine sustenance from Catholic theology, concept of the church militant, and the tradition regarding the rosary as a weapon against Satan. Well, prayer. I've never heard that. I've never heard a priest say that I could whip a... I love this. I just think this is hilarious. That, you know, that I could whip Satan with a rosary and I defeat him. Never heard that. No, it's not. They're lying. The prayer is a weapon against Satan. Right? They want to go down the road, as Pope Francis said, there is no address, no path to holiness without spiritual combat. Francis is one of many church officials who have endorsed the idea of rosary as an armament in that fight. Yeah, well, the Bible tells us to put on the full armor of God. But why don't you, I'm not going to read it, guys. Nope. No, read what the helmet is. Whoa, Cheney is getting shellacked. 2-1. It's great. But the Bible calls it out as you put it on your full armor. You are going to battle. Now, battle isn't what they... See, this is where they blow it out of proportion. Battle isn't always done with a gun. I mean, if God was calling us to battle back then, would it have been a gun, would it? I don't know. It would have been a slingshot. Would have been a bow and arrow. Would have been whatever they used for weapons back then, right? I'm sure they didn't have flintlocks back then. I love, don't you love how they spin this? And the spiritual combat. The Bible is very specific. It's not against... it's not against, you know, Antifa. The war is against the devil. The war is against, you know, we war against principalities of darkness. No, not the deep state darkness. I'm trying to do this so I get too religious on people. See, the upside for me is I grew up in Roman Catholicism, which is a tad different than regular Western Catholicism. A lot more stringent, a lot more, you know, staunch. In mainstream Catholicism, the article goes on to say the rosary as a weapon is not an intrinsically harmful interpretation of the sacrament. In fact, in the 1930s and 40s, a Catholic student publication regularly used the concept to rally the faithful, but the modern radical traditionalist Catholic movement, which rejects the Second Vatican Council reforms, is far outside of it. Yeah, well, what reforms are they talking about? You know, when they say it rejects the reforms, right? You have to say to yourself, what reforms? You mean the Second Vatican, where, you know, there were all kinds of things that you couldn't do anymore? That you didn't have to say you didn't necessarily have to do the Mass in Latin anymore? They were trying to bring the church up to date. You didn't need to use the harp for music anymore. You mean those? It's funny how much they play with this stuff. Right? And when you think about the different things that they decided to push aside, I think they refer to it. I'm not well versed on this, but I think they call it the Protestant Reformation. Right? Some have argued that the council didn't go far enough, while others have maintained that the reforms went too far or too fast. And again, part of this was to bring the Catholic Church into the new century. Whether it was guitars or pianos or whatever. I'm going with the easy stuff, okay? And when you get down to it, you have the Greek Orthodox, you got a lot of Catholic-esque churches that are a little different, right? But that doesn't mean anything. The church took a newer stance on baptism, the Eucharist, and on ministry, right? The churches came more in line with what their core beliefs were. See, they don't tell you about all that stuff because they don't want you to, right? They rejected the accusation that the Jews killed Christ. So you can go through this whole thing and check it out on your own, and you find out what they were trying to accomplish. Had nothing to do with being militant. So I was here, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. I am the host of the Joe Messina Show. We'll be back.